NFR Extra, we're going to take you behind the scenes in a way you've never heard before. Every 2 weeks, you're going to hear personal conversations with the icons and personalities that make up the world's richest and most prestigious rodeo. NFR Extra. All dirt, all rodeo, all year.
NFR Extra, Episode 20. I am your host, Nevada Caldwell.
And I'm rocking Robbie Hodges.
We're here again, Robbie.
Already to 20.
Oh, yeah. And once again, bringing another guy from your fraternity
That's
and talking
so cool.
shop.
You bet. I love talking to my buddies. You know, I don't never, well, we talk to them on the phone all night long a lot of times, but to get to interview these guys, this week we got J.J. Harrison, Wrangler National Finals Barrel Man 2012. And he is the host of one of the coolest parties in this town, you know, with the watch party at the MGM. He is Mr. MGM are sure working on it.
And Gold Buckle Zone.
Yes. Golly, what a cool place. Great concerts there. And when you're in town, do not fail to go to
Gold Buckle Zone.
Yes. Whatever you do, make sure you get out there and see that place. That MGM is something. World's largest hotel. And they have one heck of a party out there. And you know I like parties.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that the more I'm learning about your guys, you know, your frat brothers of the barrelman world, is that you guys are entrepreneurs. You know, I mean, we've talked to guys like Aaron Ferguson,
yeah.
JJ, yourself. It doesn't stop in the dirt. There's a lot going on outside of the dirt with your guys' world. And
well,
I love it.
We're always looking for somebody to get out of the dirt, if you really want to be honest. We're tired of getting the hell beat out of us, you know. It is neat to see. I started this about 2011, the year after I had the NFR, you know, with this after party. I was approached to do one, and now everyone. And it's so cool to see all of my buddies with a show party, you know, what we call a show party or after party.
Rump. JJ.
Yeah, Rump, JJ, John, all my buddies now.
You.
Yeah, Dudley, all of them have a party that they host now. And it's so much fun to and we compare notes, and it's really built all of us up, you know?
That's good. Hope you enjoy this episode.
This is Brylan Bentley covering the Rodeo News of the Week.
PRCA stat of the week, $1.6 million, the amount earned by the 10 season leaders in the regular season PRCA Ram World Standings heading into the 2019 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Josh Frosch wins Ram Wilderness Circuit Finals Rodeo, going 3-for-3 in the bull riding. Heston by Massey Ferguson announced the 5 PRCA rodeos that have been named as a Sowing Good Deeds PRCA committee finalists, and they are as follows: Gunnison, Colorado; Santa Maria, California; California Rodeo Salinas; Reno, Nevada; Centennial Butte, North Dakota. Thursday, December 5th at the South Point Hotel and Casino, 2019 Benny Binion's world-famous Wrangler National Finals Rodeo Bucking Horse Bull Sale, starting at 9 a.m. PRCA Permit Holder of the Year Challenge follows starting at noon. Tickets are available at the South Point box office. Hard Rock Hotel has a great live entertainment inside the legendary Joint. December 4th and 5th, Old Dominion. December 6th and 7th, Gary Allen. December 12th, Cody Johnson. Congrats to our top 15 tie-down ropers: Tyson Durfee, Tyler McGillen, Ty Harris, Tuff Cooper, Cooper Martin, Taylor Santos, Shane Hanchy, Shad Mayfield, Riley Pruitt, Ren Richards, Michael Otero, Marty Yate, Haven McGade, Caleb Schmidt, Adam Gray.
Shad Mayfield, where have we heard that name before?
A few times throughout our podcast.
I believe he was in the junior NFR.
Now he's going to the Thomas and Mack.
Now we're hanging with the young guys, right?
He's the real deal.
Hi, I'm Sean Davis, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
The top 35 Las Vegas most memorable National Finals Rodeo moments. You can't celebrate an anniversary in Las Vegas without recognizing the guy who raised the roof after every winning run at Thomas and Mack. Fred Whitfield made so much magic, it's tough to single out one most memorable moment. Here are a few highlights. The 1990 overall and tie-down roping rookie of the year qualified for 20 straight trips to the Wrangler NFR between 1990 and 2014. Whitfield took 23 NFR go-around victory laps. Lightning fast, but also consistent, Whitfield won 4 NFR tie-down roping average crowns in 91, 97, 99, and 2002, which ties him for the record for the most ever with 3 other cowboys.
You can do it tonight! Yes, Fred Whitfield, yes, 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 yes!
Fred Whitfield, 6.9, right in the rule book all over again.
Fred roped 10 at the NFR in 84 seconds flat to establish, at that time, a new NFR average record. All told, Whitfield won 8 gold buckles, including 7 in tie-down roping, and the 1999 World All-Around title. Fred Whitfield was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in 2004. Push him up, push him up. If the Thomas and Mack is the house that Joe built, Fred Whitfield remodeled it.
All right, Robbie.
3.
Oh, man. We're rocking and rolling, aren't we?
You bet. Here we go. Episode 20. This is going to be a good one here. We got some of my people.
Yeah, we do.
Rodeo clown time. Barrel men.
We are joined by J.J. Harrison.
That's right.
How's it going, J.J.?
Really good. How's everybody?
It's going.
Boy, you guys sound fired up.
Oh, that's right. Tell us a little bit. Where you know, you had a big year this year, obviously. So tell us a little bit. When did you get to finally come home and be a dad for a little bit? Because I know you got a passel of kids and everything. So
it's been a good year. I had 2 weekends off. I started the January 1st, like everybody does, with the New Year's Eve event, and then I had a weekend off in February where I got married, and then I had another weekend off in April. Thanks. Another weekend off in the first weekend in April, and I went camping with the kids, and then I hadn't had another one since I finished Billings at the Nile, and that was, I think, so I've had the last 2 weekends off.
Right on, the Nile. That's some fun.
I don't have anything until I head down to fabulous Las Vegas, and then I'm gonna kind of hang out with my kid. I'm gonna take the winter off a little bit, take off January and a little bit of February and even the first part of March, because I've got a baby due. January 27th.
Congratulations!
So, another congrats. Nice.
You bet. That's
yeah.
So...
You know, a lot of people start over at 44. You know,
right? Yeah.
Oh boy. Baby at 44.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
And
fun.
They put it all into 1 year too, right, JJ?
Yeah.
Right? You don't have a lot of time,
No.
But that's.
I'm excited about it, and really, it's going to be a great thing.
Nice. Well,
that is great that you're doing that with the kids and getting to stay home a little bit for them. You know, nobody appreciates that. They think, well, oh my gosh, how are you not going to work? But you cherish those times at home with your family. I'm doing the same thing right now. And until you've done this as much as you and I and everybody, all the clowns and stuff and traveling, you don't appreciate that. But I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So I would assume that we're talking about kids, but this next thing that we're talking about, which gets a hopping every night after the rodeo, and you're a big part of this, JJ, what is at the Gold Buckle Zone at MGM Casino?
Man, you know, the last 7 years I've got to be a part of this, and it's grown every single year. And it's hard to describe, because when you say after party in Las Vegas, everybody can assume that it's going to be some. There's going to be alcohol, there's going to be girls, there's going to be dancing, there's going to be fun. But there's something about the MGM's energy, and I don't know what it is. We've changed it a few times. We started in a space that was too small by Wolfgang's, and then we moved it down to a gigantic down there in the convention hall, and we had this 300-yard room, and it felt too big. And I think we finally found the right spot, and it's right by – we call it the Crown Royal Lounge, but it's Centrifuge Bar, so it's right there when you kind of cruise in. People can come off the strip. One of my favorite things about our party is that our audience, as soon as we start getting packed full, packed house full, people that want a smaller setting can roll out, but there's people standing there waiting to get in. So it's one of those things where the energy, it's always packed and the energy is always up. And it's a lot like when you show up at a rodeo and everyone's so excited and they've been waiting all year for this rodeo to kick off. And they're just, the porta potties are clean. Like everything is just exciting and that energy is good. And then, you know, about the time it starts to wear down, you want to leave. We got new people coming in and they think the porta potties are clean. So it's everybody's happy. Everybody's having fun. And our band is double wide. And these guys are just nuts. You know, they don't look like cowboys. They look like, well, I guess Hollywood's a cowboy, so that counts. But they look like these long-haired, singing, you know, just, I can't really describe them. You got to come check them out. But they're just fun, you know, and they just kind of look like a rock band singing some country music, and they slip in some rock every now and then, and people just have a good time with it.
What is your transition from maybe hosting like a big event like that, which MGM is one of the top events in town for after parties and stuff. You know, you've done a lot of big rodeos, Austin, Reno, the NFR in 12. What is the difference? I mean, what's your transition like from being that guy at those bigger rodeos to where now what you're hosting and stuff like that? I mean, I'm kind of getting some information, too.
I think Robbie will tell you right now, the thing that you get as a rodeo clown is you don't always get to say what you want. You got a one announcer or two announcers that they'll shut you up in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can shut me up. So when you let a guy like us run free, we're liable to absolutely tear the roof off a building. And so it's really nice. The transition is pretty simple. I feel just little breaks. You know, I know even as a rodeo clown in the arena, I'm like salt, a little bit of me, and I make everything better. But too
right.
much of me, and you got to throw it away.
Exactly.
So I try to jump in. I feel these lulls. I feel these little 10-minute, sometimes 15-minute lulls. We do lots of giveaways. A lot of my comedy is based on the crowd. So I typically will use audience members, get them up on stage, and the MGM goes all out. The prize packages that I give away, I mean, 2 and 3 night stays at the MGM. Got to give away a signature stay last year.
Oh, nice.
Copperfield tickets for after the NFR. Got to give away Rodney Carrington when he was coming.
Wow.
Not to mention the staples like Caw. I get to send people to see Cirque du Soleil, the Jabberwockies, all of those great MGM shows.
Can you say Jabberwocky on the air? Can you say Jabberwocky?
Oh, baby. Yeah,
it's Jabberwocky.
You got to put some flavor in it, man. I'm going to see the Jabberwocky.
Hey, JJ, is it free to get into the Gold Buckle Zone?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't cost you a dime. You cruise right through there. In fact, most of the drink specials are found right there at the Crown Royal Lounge. So not only is it free to get in, but we don't want to take all your money buying some beer. We want you to hang out. We want you to have a good time, maybe gamble a little bit. But the reality is that it's about creating an atmosphere. And, you know, one of the nicest places, and I think you guys know this already, but one of the greatest things about the rodeo being in Las Vegas is so many people go to Vegas and never go to Thomas and Mack. They never get down there to watch the live rodeo. Instead, what they do is they find a home at a hotel casino. And we want it to be the MGM because we want people to enjoy it at Copperfield Theater. Now, David is courteous enough to leave and give us this amazing theater. And so we've got a great live show there. We do lots of little giveaways. I know Wrangler gets involved and does stuff for them. And there's some prize packs that get given away. But, you know, after you leave the live show, you just walk a couple feet and boom, you're right there at the Roper stage and you got the party going. So it really can be a full evening experience for you, you know, and you get the rodeo, but you're not battling traffic. You're not battling taxis and that stuff. So it's a good choice for some people.
And, you know, we've seen obviously on social media, Instagram posts, things like that, you get a lot of contestants over there and you get a lot of heavy hitters as well that I've seen in the past, knowing that that's the tie down Roper, home of the tie down Ropers, right?
It is. Yeah. We're the home of the champions and we try to hold true to that. You know, Trevor Brazil, he's probably mostly forgotten now. He retired, but he was a pretty good cowboy, I guess, in his day.
And yeah, so, a little bit.
Trev comes and hangs out. Tuff Cooper, obviously, is a fan favorite. You know, that guy walks in the room, it's like Justin Bieber. You know, every girl just go crazy. And so that's fun to get those guys up on stage. And then Luke Branquino does a good job. He's just so articulate and, you know, a five-time world champ himself. And so that's really fun. But I tell you, Sage Kimsey can hold his own on a stage.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
Could see that.
He gets up there and he works the crowd, you know, and that's kind of funny because, Robbie, you know, most contestants don't work a crowd.
No, they don't. That is so true.
Yeah, you're kind of interviewing them. But this dude gets up and he's working the crowd. Pretty soon I'm stepping back taking notes like, dang, this guy's got some flavor. And, you know, and then of course, all the tie down ropers, we get Corey Solomon, all the guys. And so it's a great thing. They rotate through. They come up on stage. They hang out. But, you know, like if I look out in the crowd and I see Robbie, believe me, he's getting on stage. If he's not already up there, yeah.
That's just the way that works.
Doing the crowd,
he's the same way with him, too. I do the same. Yeah, you gotta call your buddies.
You try to take care.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want people to know who's there. I want, you know, if I see Stephen Peebles cruising around, I'm going to pull him up on stage during my break. So I'm going to catch him and hey, here's a couple of drinks, hang out for a little bit. I want to introduce you to everybody. And the crowd really likes that. I feel like it brings it more of like an atmosphere of a house party. And that's kind of what I aim for. I don't want it to feel like a party where you're just kind of going for the show. I want you to feel like, hey, man, you were invited. Yep. We want you here. You're a part of this. These are your people, just like they're my people. And we're going to enjoy our evening together and make some bad decisions. And you know, of I think course. that's really, it makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah. Hey, so JJ, I'm just assuming you're talking about a house party, and everybody loves a good house party.
Yeah.
I would imagine throughout the season, people are like, they see you and they're like, oh, December can't get here quick enough, right? Because they know where you're at. They know what's going on. I mean, do you get a little bit of that love when you're out there on the road, people reminiscing about what's to come?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been really good. I get lots of social media stuff. Hey, we're coming to Go Buckles. I'll see you again. And I've gotten to where, you know, I'm such a fixture there now that people will kind of ask me a lot of questions. And I've said this and I'm just going to say it again. I want to be, and I want this to be my time. I want to be Mr. MGM. You know, I know.
Oh, man. All right.
I know that's big, right?
And
I'm not there.
You are.
I'm not there. I'm not saying I'm there yet, but man, I want to be Mr. MGM. So if you have questions about the MGM, or you want to stay there, you want to be there, you want to find out where people wouldn't be afraid to look me up on social media and ask questions like that. Because, you know, there's lots and lots of fantastic places to go during the NFR. There's lots of hotel casinos that do amazing things. And you know, the Mirage's party is fantastic. There's lots of great parties. So it's not a competition with me, but I want everybody to know that you are invited and we want you at the MGM Grand. We want you to be a part of it.
Hey, you spoke of some other places. What's up with the Losers Bar?
Losers Bar, man, that's straight. And George Strait, sorry. But that's, I mean, dude, it's crazy. He will all of a sudden show up there. And he's going to be back in town in Vegas. And
that's,
I know,
good.
His concert day. Yeah. But like, people go down and see him, and then all of a sudden he's going to show up at Losers, you know, or he'll have, there's always a great country band going on there. So, and that's what a lot of people do. They'll mingle, and it's about all through a casino, probably a 7-minute walk.
Nice.
And you'll leave the Go Buckle Zone, cruise through some slot machines, drop a couple dollars in, and then make your way over to Losers, hang out over there for a little while, and then be like, you know what, I'm going to head back over. So it's kind of like we have this revolving crowd, and people will do, they'll do both of them. But Losers is packed. It's packed. And so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think George, he's going to be there, December 6th and the 7th? Is that right?
I think 6th, 7th.
Nice. T-Mobile, yeah,
wow.
That's going to be great.
Amazing.
Shuttle buses available, so no driving.
Yeah, definitely,
yeah,
no driving.
Drive the tramway also.
Oh,
we have
gosh,
the tram will do a stop at MGM. So, I mean, there's no excuse to drive after you've had some drinks. So, you know, it really, and I think that's a priority too. I know it's Las Vegas, but I always say that at the end of my nights. You know, I always remind people, you know, Robbie, you know better than anybody. I love the atmosphere that alcohol brings, but I'm also very careful about it. I want people to be safe. I don't want to see anything stupid happen, and people get their inhibitions lowered, and that's a fantastic thing when you're in Las Vegas. But you know, at the same time, I always remind people, we got cabs, we got trams. I'll even drive you home if you need a ride. So look me up, and you know, it's great. But our night doesn't end though with the band. What's great is we hire one of the greatest DJs, I think, of all time, man, DJ Silver.
Yep.
And he is Jason Aldean's personal DJ, does all of his concerts. And,
really?
You know, every now and then he goes into Hawkinson, and he's like Steve Aoki to me, man. Like, this guy is just fantastic. I don't know about his hair. Like, I wish I could do his hair one day, because he just, like,
looks like he combed it with bacon.
His hair. Oh, yeah, exactly. He got more product in his hair than a high school cheerleading squad. So
nice.
But it's awesome. It's awesome. It's just, it's crazy. But he keeps it going, man, all the way. Sometimes they'll shut down at 2:30, you know, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. How do you, a lot of people always ask that with me, because, I mean, you're on the same time zone, but like where I'm at, how do you cope with the, different, I mean, the 2:30s every night, and then you've got something during the day. A lot of people don't understand that. Tell us a little bit about how you get some rest, you know.
Yeah, how do you survive the day?
Yeah.
Don't even act like it, Robbie. You and I got the same energy level. There ain't nothing going to slow me down. Don't even act like I'm going to be – you just don't get tired. And the thing is I'll go home and sleep,
That Monday.
Or, you know, that. Yeah.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. You'll sleep all day then. But, man, it's just it's an energy thing. It's like a rodeo. You drive 17 hours. You show up at 4 o'clock. You go do mic check. And you start the rodeo. And, man, you're an energetic running all over the place. And sometimes you get the roadies, you know, where you can't really sleep anyway. And so you just got this. And then the crowd cheers. And pretty soon it's like you've got a full night's sleep. So, you know, I'll try to sleep in. You know, I don't have a lot of morning commitments. I do oddball little things. But as I've gotten older, I've gotten better about saying no. You know, I've gotten better about saying, you know.
You've gotten smarter.
Your body takes care of that. That's been my situation out here all week, and it's like that. And I'm so surprised at how I'm okay with that, you know, doing the old Howard Hughes, shutting the blinds and sleeping it off. And
we feel like you got to do something just because you're in Vegas, right? Like, you got to fill up every single minute, every single second, and then you pay the price.
Can you guys... You got to understand this. JJ travels all over just like I do, and he's one of us. And go see him out there at MGM. If you're looking for something to do, that MGM is their after party. It's the yardstick of what the after parties are measured. And I tell you what, go out there and see him, and he'll talk to you. Meet a real live NFR rodeo clown.
Well, JJ, thanks for coming on. Yeah. We know you're busy. We're all getting ready for the rodeo next month. So this was great.
Can't
fantastic information.
Enough, man.
Thank goodness you're with the baby and everything's going to be okay. And I'm can't wait to see you out here, and we'll sure visit. Okay, buddy?
Yes, sir. Bless you. Thanks for the comments, man. Appreciate you guys calling me. And like you said, come see me at the MGM. Giddy up.
You bet, buddy.
Problem.
Thank you,
JJ.
All right.
Wherever you listen to the NFR Extra podcast, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, or even YouTube, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And let us know what you think of this episode or any episode by leaving a comment.
Hi, I'm Nellie Miller, world champion barrel racer, and you're listening to NFR Extra.
All right, Brylan. This is, thank you for joining us too, by the way, Brylan.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. And got a little surprise guest. We've had a few over the time of these episodes, but this was literally a surprise guest. We are joined by Steve Decker, Vice President of Marketing of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you. You know, you're a big partner in what we do here, and talking about NFR experience and all the things that come underneath that umbrella, you're a big part of that. And one of those things is the RMEF, I always butcher this a little bit, but Hunter Outdoor Christmas presented by Cinch. What is the Hunter Outdoor Christmas?
So Hunter Outdoor Christmas, we essentially 5 years ago partnered with Las Vegas Events and Cowboy Christmas. When the Fan Fest started as part of Cowboy Christmas, we came on as, I think, the original gold sponsor, had a display space in that and activated there. What we learned, we had been a previous exhibitor at Cowboy Christmas. We know that this crowd is our member. We represent hunting and outdoor lifestyle. Western lifestyle feeds into that, so the demographic fit was perfect. And so we started talking with Pat Christensen and Bo Gardner about the potential of bringing our industry to Vegas during the 10 days. And so it kind of got put together, maybe started in about 2012, 2011, the concept. In 2014 was our first year. And so now we're in year 5 of it. And really, at the end of the day, what we're doing is bringing hunting, fishing, and outdoors to the NFR all 10 days. And it's been a great partnership with Las Vegas Events and Cowboy Christmas.
Man, that is awesome. Yeah, and by the way, I love your event. I try to get upstairs. I mean, we're busy as heck downstairs, but I love getting upstairs. A lot of toys up there.
Yeah, we bring in from the firearms industry side, from outfitting, really just a representation of our industry. If you were here in January at the Shooting and Hunting Outdoor Trade Show, a lot of those companies, that's an industry show, so it's not open to the public, where we're able to really bring our core partners in our industry to the NFR. This is the Super Bowl of rodeo. It is, I think, probably the biggest Western lifestyle gathering over the 10 days anywhere in the United States. And so
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a perfect fit for us. And we're excited. We continue to grow. We've continued to increase our partnership with Las Vegas Events and the National Finals Rodeo. And it just keeps getting better every year.
Nice.
So this year we have the Junior World Finals upstairs. We now have a viewing center on your Real Live Tree stage.
Yeah, so it's been a Real Tree Live stage the past couple of years. We're kind of folding that now in with all of the excitement, kind of how the World Junior Finals has grown. Can't fit everybody in there. It's Vegas. People like a place to sit down and relax a little bit. So we're going to live feed that into that Realtree area. We have some food concessions upstairs to support that as well. So really giving more people an opportunity to witness what's going on in that world, Junior World Finals arena, the whole 10 days. So it's, again, another collaborative effort between Las Vegas Events and ourselves. Obviously, we're happy and excited to host that kind of live viewing area within the content of what we're presenting upstairs.
And then downstairs, we've moved the Cowboys for Conservation, Calcutta. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that was something we executed on our stage upstairs with kind of the transition and really melding more of our content together with Cowboy Christmas and Hunter and Outdoor Christmas. We do a Calcutta, which I'm here this week for the PBR World Finals, something we've done in conjunction with that for a number of years. Last year was our first year with the NFR. So each day we sell teams for each one of the disciplines. We have cash payouts. Some of the proceeds go to support our mission, obviously. But we also pay out pretty well. I think it's about 70% payout to the people that win. So we establish teams each day. We auction them off. So there's 15 items each day. People can come back the next day, collect their cash, bid again. So I think we're at 11 o'clock leading into Flint Show this year on the live stage downstairs. So again, it's nice to kind of pull some of these things together, collaborate on it. We're excited. The Calcutta is a fun thing. It's Vegas. The Cowboys are here to win a bunch of money. Maybe the fans can win some money too.
Yeah. You know, I want to bring something up. Steve, you're a big player for us and the things that happen in this town during the rodeo. Well, all year long, actually. How's your involvement? How did you get started? Not with Army Up, but this is more, we're talking Vegas, rodeo. How did you get passionately attached to all this?
Attached to what? To Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation? Vegas
rodeo, Cowboy Christmas, NFR. I mean, where did all that come from? I mean, because a lot of people don't know. You're a big player. But, I mean, the people that know, but the people listening probably don't know.
I mean, I'm fortunate to represent the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We have around 250,000 members all over the United States. We have about over 12,000 volunteers. We are a player in the conservation world. It really comes down to rural America and what we represent and where our members live. We're the people that are passionate about this lifestyle. They're rural America, and that's a fabric that we've kind of lost in this country. We've become more urbanized and more disconnected. Yep. Ranching, farming, agriculture, rodeo are so closely connected to hunting and fishing and outdoors. It's a lifestyle. So we gravitate to it because it's who we are. Actually, my dad was a very unsuccessful cowboy, rodeoed from when I grew up. Wasn't very good at it, but
nice.
It's always been a part of. I grew up in a rural community in Northwest Montana. I've been around cattle. I grew up in rural America and lived the Western lifestyle. It just seamlessly kind of lays into who we are and what we do. Me individually, I'm just a cog in the wheel. I get to represent an organization and 250,000 people that so many represent the same values and passions that I get. I'm just fortunate enough to be the person that's sitting here, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're beginning to learn that with all of the artists that are joining us on this show.
Yeah, that and contestants. You know, it was funny because we talked to Corbin and then we were talking to Griggs and we're just talking about this hunting thing. And where I see it is this giant crossover. This is this gray area where you'll see posts from Cameron Throws, or I always mess his name up, but there's a
Cameron Haynes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm following him, but I don't follow him. But I do see the people that he brings on, the things that he shares, and there's always this crossover. You got guys like Joe Rogan hanging out with these guys, and then you'll see Casey Field, or, you know, you'll see Andy Griggs. I'm just making things up, but there's a gray area where all these things kind of happen. And to me, I kind of brought this up a while ago over the summer when Bo and I were talking about this, but it's like the other version of golf. You know, like there's business done. There's a lot of things that happen out in that area, similar to out on the golf course, but just far more details and far more dangerous stuff that you got to be very on point and, you know, you got to pay attention while you're also having a conversation going on out there.
Yeah, and, you know, you referenced the country music side of things, and we're fortunate to have some connections in that world. Before we started this, we were talking a little bit about, spent some time with Luke Combs a couple weeks ago. Great guy, loves to hunt. Interested in coming out here and supporting the NFR in the future. You got guys like Luke Bryan. He's a hardcore hunter. He represents that lifestyle as well. So there is a lot of crossover between what the professional cowboys do, the country music artists, what people who live in rural America, hunt and fish, enjoy the outdoors. It all kind of works together, and we're better together than we ever are going down our own paths if we can leverage the powers and partnerships and we we love that about Las Vegas events. We love that about the NFR, and we're happy we can bring to bear what we can.
Nice. I really don't have much more for Steve. This was fantastic. Like
this is great.
I'm pretty sure I could talk to you a lot about hunting, but I mean, this is fantastic.
It is the season to be hunting right now.
Yeah, it is true. Yes. No doubt about it. Where can they find out information?
You can go to rmef.org, our website, just click events, Hunter and Outdoor Christmas, all of our exhibitor listings there. And really, you can go to NFR Experience as well. We mirror with Cowboy Christmas. I know there's the NFR Experience app is a great resource to find information. It's all kind of integrated together. So if it's not on our website at rmef.org, go to NFR Experience, get the app. We'll be here the whole time and looking forward to a really good December.
Nice. Well, thank you for coming on. This was a fantastic interview.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for having me.
This interview was from our fourth episode on May 1st, 2019, when Bo and myself interviewed four-time world champ Tuff Cooper. Tuff talks about the Junior World Finals, chasing his fifth world title, and what it's like surrounded by rodeo legends and his family, specifically during Thanksgiving, right before the NFR. Welcome to the show, Tuff.
Yeah, thank you for having me. What's going on?
Dude, it's so great to have you on right now. It's we know you're in the middle of the rodeo season, and I think you just ran some slack. How did that go?
No money today, but yes, rodeo season, 24/7. You know, we get a few weeks off after the NFR for Christmas, but it's right back to it. So, but that's one of the cool things about my job. It's 24/7. As much as you want to put in, it's what you're probably going to get out, mm-hmm. and you make your own schedule. There's rodeos year-round. There's as much as you want to go to, and there's quite a few big ones.
How do you feel health-wise? You feel good?
Health-wise, I'm 29 years old, and I am great. You know, we're right in the middle of, you know, like super youth and, you know, experience is what I like to call it.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, so now it's time to start, you know, getting more education on, you know, your future goals, you know, depending on how far out you want your career to last. And, you know, you start managing your body and your health, and, you know, what you take in is probably what's going to come out. You know, it might not come out tomorrow, but it might come out next year or 10 years or 20 years down the road. So we're just kind of looking into stuff like that.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, you know, that leads into this next question, because it now appears that you're moving into that realm where you're going to be competing for the all around every year. I mean, you're one of those guys that's there, and you know, nothing's given, but it's all earned, and you've definitely put in the work, and, you know, I know you've come away with it, and there's a few things that you come up short, and it's a long season. So here's a quick question, just kind of looking at the standings. No, it's early, but what are the chances that you're going to be competing against a rough stock cowboy for the all around this year? Just, I know it's early.
Yeah. Stetson Wright. This is his rookie year. He's amazing. I'm a big fan. He rides bulls and rides saddle bronc. I remember my first NFR was the year his dad won his first world title, and we both won a go-round at the NFR that year, the same night. And all of his little kids, Stetson, you know, Ryder, yep. Rusty.
Big family.
They were all down there. Yeah, they were all down there in the back. And I remember asking Cody, I'm like, hey, are you going to let your kids ride saddle bronc? And he was like, of course. You know, nice. And I'm like, well, are they already riding? He's like, yeah. He says, like, they want to every day. They're like 4 or 5 years old. And now they have, most of them ride saddle bronc, and one of them rides bulls pretty darn good. So, yeah, we have a lot of good competition going on, you know, on that end of the arena. It's going to be really cool for the fans.
That would make a great battle.
Yeah.
Wrangler NFR, rough stock time. Nice.
We need it. Stir up the pot a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know, Trevor's retired, you know, full-time rodeo. It's been so difficult, you know, to even challenge him within the all-around race, you know, with his team rope and calf rope and steer rope. And it's, you know, it's not really been much of an option for many guys because it's so difficult, you know, to work so many events. You're seeing more guys, you know, pick up other events and get into it now that Trevor's kind of held back a little bit.
Yeah, well, you guys have been best friends for a long time. You practice together, you grow up together, you share family homes, and it's just great camaraderie and competition between you guys. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I got another question for you there. What is, I mean, all the rodeos, how many rodeos do you think you'll hit this year?
This year?
Yeah.
I'll probably go to less than most calf ropers do.
Mm-hmm.
really depending on the horsepower is, you know, what you put in throughout the summers, the amount of rodeos. But I do have good horses this year. I have more than just, you know, two. I have like four really good ones.
I met one of your young ones at Logandale.
At Logandale. A brand new one. Sir Kurt Johnston owns them. He just started letting me ride them. Really good horse, 6 years old. My friend James Barton trained him. Won junior AQHA World Champion last year, and now he's going to pro rodeos with me.
Hey, awesome tough. You had some success at Logandale, didn't you?
Yeah, Logandale. That is, you know, one of my favorite rodeos. That's the first big pro rodeo that I've ever won when I was 18 years old. So nice. It's a very special place to me. It's a great community that supports rodeo. It's right north of Las Vegas. Love it. Absolutely love going out there every year to compete at one of the best rodeos of the year.
Wow, it was great seeing you there, Tup. And how about large rodeos? Give us a one of your larger rodeos that you really enjoy competing at, whether it's Cheyenne Frontier Days or Rodeo Houston, or just throw one out there.
Oh, yeah, when you pull up to one of the larger rodeos and you know, you get to unload your horse and, you know, start the process of competing, every time I pull up to one of those deals and I start that, it's a blessing. I just look back and just thank the Lord of, you know, how fortunate I am to get to do what I love to do at the highest level at these amazing events, you know, Cheyenne, Pendleton, Calgary, you know, Houston, the American, and then of course Las Vegas. You know, that's the
we have a little rodeo in Vegas.
That one doesn't count because it's so good.
You don't have to butter us up.
No, I mean, it's you really show up to these places and you're so fortunate and blessed, you know, just to be able to get to do what I get to do for a living. It's amazing. I get to ride a horse and compete, you know, and wear a cowboy hat. It's I'm so fortunate to be in the position I am. It makes me want to work hard every day, you know, to continue to get to do what I love. And these rodeos are awesome. Well, you know, there's so many committee guys that put on great events and girls that put on great events. And we're so fortunate that we just get to show up as cowboys.
You know, you're we can hear the passion coming out, and we understand that this is your lifestyle. Who obviously has set the tone.
Super Looper.
Yeah, I mean, he's got quite a few titles there. But who are some other gotten you just, you get more out of them by learning, being around them? So what are some other the ropers that you...
Growing up in the family that I did, my dad's Roy Cooper, 8-time world champion, the Super Looper. Good, you know, just so they could be, you know, be in his presence and be able to have him teach them. You know, Fred and Cody and Joe, you know, pretty much live. I thought all those guys just lived with us, you know. And everybody spent all their time in the practice pen. So that's where, you know, I was drawn to, and my brothers were drawn to. So, you know, roping with all these guys. I'm within my family, I'm so fortunate because I have, you know, Strand Smith. He's my uncle. Trevor Brazil, brother-in-law. You know, I got another world champion, Jimmy Cooper, my dad's cousin. You know, so much knowledge that has impacted me. I'm, you know, one of the younger guys within my generation of the family. So all the knowledge is just coming down, you know, trickling down towards me. And, you know, so fortunate to be able to travel with, you know, Trevor and Strand whenever I was young. And because they were so experienced and, you know, so grounded and rooted to, you know, the word of the Lord and, you know, what really is meaningful to me and my family with the principles of traveling, and really, really helped my foundation of, you know, where I've gone. And they've really kept me in line as much as they could. You know, I just like any kid, you know,
when you're out traveling on the road, it's stuff. A little to get off. Yeah. Off
yeah.
The track.
Yeah. When you're traveling at 18 years old, you know, out, you know, all year long, it's fun. You can have a good time, but you're also there for business. You know, as an 18 year old kid, I have 10,000, you know, when we show up at Cody Wild, we're like, we don't know. We've never experienced this. Mm-hmm. We might be looking in the stands at other things as an 18-year-old kid, but then you're also there for business. And I'm very fortunate to have, you know, my brothers, Cliff and Clint, you know, and Strand and Trevor, you know, be able to like, hey, focus on the start. Let's win something today. Then let's go do something fun.
So during Thanksgiving, Are you all guys all together kind of
how big is that table?
NFR, yeah. You know?
Thanksgiving is a very big event in our house because it is about, you know, it's about 6 to 10 days away from the NFR every year. And it's a big day of eating, but also it's the practice session that day.
That's cool.
Is very meaningful. You know, we're in an intense practice session, you know, right before the NFR, getting things lined out. It's a lot of fun. Watch a little bit of football, but also make sure we have things lined out ready for Vegas.
That is cool, man.
What a great story, Tuff. Yeah. Great story, man. So, Junior World Finals 2019. The name,
yes, sir,
Tuff Cooper is now on the plate, carrying on the family tradition that Mr. Roy Cooper, Super Looper, started with us probably 5-6 years ago. We owe a great deal,
yes,
of gratitude to him and for you to carry that stick with you and with the family. And Dirk and Jennifer Webb, you know, they help you guys head that up. And so tell us, what are you feeling about that?
Oh, the Junior World Finals, it's absolutely amazing opportunity for these kids, you know, from years old, well, even younger than that, mm-hmm, all the way up to 19 years old.
Yeah.
Age groups, boys and girls, rope and care, amazing opportunity for them. You know, I'm so fortunate that, you know, dad, let me take the reins over and I get to have my name in front of it. And I'm so fortunate with my connection, you know, partnership with Dirk and mm-hmm, with LVE.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunity that, you know, that has been formed for these kids is so awesome. It's because everybody in the industry is watching Vegas, is watching mm-hmm, NFR, and they always have. Mm-hmm. And now these kids get to compete all year long and qualify through a system that allows them to go out to Las Vegas and compete at their Junior World Finals. And it's, mm-hmm, and it's an awesome opportunity for these kids. I remember when I was like, I believe I was 10 years old when my dad made the NFR the last time. I remember going to watch him compete, and he would be talking to all the guys in Las Vegas. He's like, man, we need to competing. I want to be competing while they're competing. You know, so it was a goal and a dream of his, you know, for a long time. And it took so long for Vegas to, during the NFR, to, you know, get to where it was a kid, you know, a family friendly event. These kids are able to, you know, these parents come out to the NFR every year. Now they're bringing their kids and they're competing and they're watching the rodeo and they're experiencing all the great things that, you know, the rodeo brings down,
mm-hmm,
and they have a great time at it. You know, people are saving up all year long so they can come out and, you know, support their, you know, 12-year-old, you know, niece or nephew or, yep, grandchild that qualified for the FR, and they're experiencing the same thing that my family gets to experience whenever I'm competing at the NFR.
Yep. And then the letters and things that you guys receive, all the producers receive letters from these contestants with the Junior World Finals. I mean, that just has to be so heartwarming.
Oh, these kids are amazing. You know, they're just like I want to be. It's just so grateful and just enjoying, you know, being a cowboy or a cowgirl.
Yep. Yep. Wow. We're looking forward to this year, Tuff.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt. You know, hey, I want to ask quick, we were talking about the guys that you're surrounded around. Some I've noticed with your career, you know, you mentioned you're 29, so obviously 30 is right around the corner.
I want to go to that party.
Yeah, exactly. But it seems like you're maturing in a way as, you know, you're seeing what you're representing for the future rodeo. And Trevor seems to be rubbing off on you a little bit, Tuff.
Yes, sir.
He was the consummate, consistent champion. And seriously, just from afar, you know, with the things that we could see, the highlights, you know, you representing in, you know, season, every season long, something's coming together there, man.
Like Tuff said, he's got that strong foundation that really started things off down the right path.
That's mm-hmm, a sweet part about rodeo.
Yes, it is.
Voila. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what's so great about the Western industry. We do have the opportunity to, you know, pick the phone up and call Trevor or, you know, any of our heroes that we have, and maybe go spend a little bit of time with them. And I'm fortunate that I get to spend every day, you know, with my family and Trevor, that I if I just get to spend 5 minutes around them, I know it's something good's rubbing off and it's going to impact my future for the better. So I try and keep my role models and heroes, I keep them to a high standard.
Beautifully said, man. Well, thanks for joining the show. This was great, Tuff.
Fantastic. And we really do appreciate you taking the time out on the road to have a small conversation with us. It means a lot to our listeners to hear that all the qualities that our Cowboys represent.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank y'all guys so much for having us.
Thanks, Tuff. Good luck down the road, my friend.
Seeing y'all here in a few months.
Yes, sir. We'll be there,
brother. All right, man.
Howdy, I'm Bob Tallman, and this is NFR Extra.
All right, Nevada, what did you think about that? Getting to talk to some of my buddies, mainly JJ today. Wasn't that awesome?
Yes, it absolutely was. Man, he was sharp.
Yeah, that guy's
a genius. He hasn't had too many dings of the head.
No, he's had plenty. He's just really good. I tell you what, it's so – he is he and I are similar in our comedy stuff, a lot of off-the-cuff stuff, and he brings it and it was so funny to hear him talk about how he can unload a little bit, what we call under stricter plate racing, you know, where nice. he you get to take it off a little bit at these after parties. Of course, they are still family-friendly or kid-friendly, you know, but I tell you, it's you get to do a little more than you get to do at the rodeo, and it's kind of like taking a saddle bronc and putting him in the bareback ride, and you get to take the old halter off and let it unload a little bit, you know?
You know what's funny about – I liked his comment about, I want to be Mr. MGM.
Yeah, that's good. Hey,
that's talking about, like, the bar is way high with that.
Yes, he is, and he does a great job out there. You guys really do. I can't emphasize enough. You need to get out there and see that MGM after party. So much fun, and then go over to Loser's Bar. Like they said, George Strait may show up in there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, like always – remember, if you listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, subscribe. Just hit that subscribe button so you know when the next episode's coming out. And if you have a second, leave a comment. Let us know how we're doing.
Gotta make it out to Vegas, where the big boys roam, with the rovers and the racers and the bulls and the